When we look at these nations and how Turkey has maneuvered itself to be like the kingpin of a new rising Ottoman Empire to rule the Islamic world, we believe, many believe that's Tagarma there in the scripture. Well, when we look at that, they would have every reason in the world to attack Israel if indeed Israel had a stupendous discovery of oil.
Right.
And why is that?
I don't know of any, what we'd say, credible Bible teacher, prophecy teacher, Al Lindsey, Grant Jeffries, John Hagee, on and on it goes, David Jeremiah. That list is as long as your arm. There's none of them that don't believe that that's not how it's going to happen. And they believe, and the part of this blessing is, and most of them have written about it or talked about it in their shows, they believe that oil is part of this hook that God's going to put in these to bring,
exactly,
to bring them down. And, you know, to me, I'm not a prophet or a prophecy teacher, but I can tell you this. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, it operates within the body of Christ, within our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for an absolute fact that what God said he's going to do, he's going to do. And it, we're so close to this right now, at least we believe we are. And it, to me, Chuck, it's just a matter of faith and timing, God's timing,
right,
and being patient and enduring this trial, because it wouldn't be easy if, like a friend of ours that's on the board, Julian Taylor's his name in the UK, he always tells Richard, and Richard passes it on to me, and he tells me this sometimes. He said, Richard or John, if it would have been easy, anybody could have done it. And we've had,
well, it wasn't easy for Joshua to take the promised land,
no,
either.
It never has been. Look at the book.
24 years he battled to take the promised land.
It is never trials and tests, and that's what we're going through.
Yep.
But what we will not abandon is the desire God placed it in our hearts, so that's, mm-hmm, not, it's not created by us.
All right, so all you can do is do what you can and then trust God, right, to do what you can.
I do not doubt Ezekiel 38 and 39 in one, any which way. It's,
yeah,
going to happen. Now, yeah, what part Zion plays in that in these last days, yeah, I have no idea. But
all
I
right,
will.
Well, let's talk a little bit more openly then about others who are seeking to find oil in Israel. I believe there are, what, maybe three companies that are significant in making that effort. Tell me what the facts are.
Onshore? Offshore?
Onshore.
Onshore, yeah. Basically, there's another company called Gibat Olam,
right,
south of us, Tubular
Shores. And they made a huge announcement last,
yeah,
year.
He's a,
and then they had to backtrack,
right,
because they had overrepresented,
yeah,
what they,
right,
had found.
Right. Tuvia Lushkin actually was made Aliyah from the Soviet Union. He was in Australia. He went to the Revi Schneerson in New York early on before he ever went to Israel. And the Revi blessed him and said that someday that he would discover oil. And so, based on the same scripture, God put him and I together 25 years ago in Houston, an Orthodox Jew, him and me.
Mm.
And I noticed the name he had called as well was Megan, and that's in Hebrew, and it means the most precious gifts. And when I saw that, he said to me, how did you know that? And I said, it says it in the scripture. And so in our conversation, in a chance meeting, a beshert, which is a divine appointment by God, in a hotel 25 years ago, God put him on Ephraim and put us on Manasseh. And
Isn't
we had the same scriptures in Deuteronomy 33:13-16.
Ephraim
identical.
And Manasseh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now he's on Ephraim, and he's had difficult times.
Uh-huh.
But I will tell you this. The governor of Israel so could not help but issue him a license, a 30-year lease, based on what he found, oil, you know, recoverable oil. He hasn't,
right,
gotten it out yet, but
right,
they wouldn't have given him a 30-year lease,
yeah,
had he not been able to prove it's there.
All right, how many oil wells do you have now?
This is our second one.
Okay, and how deep have you gone?
I think we're at, what is it, Richard?
I thought it was close to 16,000 feet now.
Correct. We drilled down to 16,000 feet. We had a small problem, so we backtracked a little bit, and now,
mm-hmm,
we've come out at an angle. It's called sidetracking the well.
Mm-hmm.
Our ultimate target is 19,300 feet, almost 20,000 feet. So,
yeah,
it's a deep well, and in Israel there have not been many deep wells.
Yeah,
but
so that's nearly 4 miles,
right,
down into the earth.
See, now I see this as the blessings of the deep. That's exactly,
yeah,
what he said.
All right, now what would happen? We know that the greatest earthquake fault, or one of the greatest earthquake faults in the world, is the African Rift running up through Israel. What if that were to shake loose? No telling what it could do to change the petroleum politics there in Israel. What a thrill. Friends, I want to make available to you again this special packet, The Oil of Israel, and a DVD and so on for free. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. We'll get it out to you. Thanks for joining us. Pray for these gentlemen. This is an extraordinary time in history. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Amen. Be a blessing. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of IR and its advertisers or affiliates.
For our weekly program dedicated to the sharpening of ideas, news, commentary, interview, information, and debate. Does that sound sardonic or sarcastic? Well, maybe it is. Much of which you will not hear elsewhere. Picking up with the script. Much of which you will not hear elsewhere. Our goal and pledge for the last 21 years that we've been on the air has been to be an early warning service to connect what are seemingly unrelated dots in the area of economics.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Brown, who is in the gold and silver business, but he helps Radio Liberty, but we always enjoy having Ron on. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan.
Well, certainly these are exciting times, aren't they?
Yeah, what the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times.
Well, tell us what's been happening. Certainly the skyrocketing price of silver. I just can't believe that silver is going up the way that it is. Certainly gold is going up. But silver, as you've always said, is certainly outdoing gold tremendously, isn't it? Why is that?
Well, it's a long, long story. But, you know, basically what we have is fiat money systems throughout the world, and the debt has reached an unsustainable level. And as they desperately try to print more and more money to keep the system from collapsing, they're forcing the base price for food and things all over the world to rise. And, you know, in other countries, Dr. Stan, not yet in America, but in other countries, people sometimes spend 75% of their income just on food. And when you see inflation driving food prices through the roof, and people can't feed their families, then that's when they're willing to get out in the streets, and that's what you're seeing throughout the Middle East, and you're starting to see signs of it in this country with what's going on up in Wisconsin. So,
well, you know, basically we have been exporting our inflation for a long period of time here. They've been churning money out, and then, of course, we've been sending this money overseas, tremendous deficits. I mean, you're talking about $50 billion a month deficits. You're talking about, you know, something like $600 billion a year, almost half a trillion dollar a year deficits we're running. Unbelievable deficits. The average individual doesn't understand that's money going all over the world, driving up the cost of commodities, driving up the cost of food. And of course, when you're living on $2 a day, like so many people were in the Muslim world, 40-50% living on $2 a day, you double the price of food. Little wonder they're standing in the streets yelling, give us salt, give us sugar. I mean, we're hungry. And, of course, we are creating desperation. We are fueling the fires of revolution throughout the world, and our leaders know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to realize that we are fomenting a world revolution. We're actually going, of course, I believe, to topple all of those governments over there in the Middle East and the Near East and bring the radical Muslim Brotherhood to power. We know this is the game because it was CIA policies that were responsible for shifting Turkey from the pro-Western position to the radical Islamic position. Why would you do something like that? Why, for the same reason that we're top of the Shah of Iran in 1979, and he was the ally of America, and we'd install the radical mullahs would be the enemy of America. Why would you do that? The best enemies money could buy, for the same reason American corporations built the tanks and the planes and the trucks that, in Germany that were used to kill American boys all during the Second World War. And if you need that documented, the books, America's Nazi Secret we carry, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler we carry, Charles Higham, Trading with the Enemy, and of course so much of this is covered in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, as we find that the English group was actually encouraging Adolf Hitler at every turn. The best enemy money could buy. It worked very well with communism. It worked with the Nazis. I fear it's working with the Muslims, and we're preparing for a war with the Muslim world, and there's not one person, 1,000 across America who has any idea what's going on. We'll be right back. Well, Ron, Sydney, how has your business been?
Our business has been very good, as you can imagine. You know, the big challenge that people have out there right now, especially the ones who've been listening to people like you and I talking about what's coming down and the gold and silver is going to rise, and, you know, it's just hard to teach old dogs new tricks. So a lot of people have failed to jump on board, and they've been watching their pension plans lose purchasing power. They're losing their jobs, the stock market, their real estate prices, and they're getting clobbered, and they're looking back and saying, oh, my gosh, if I'd have just bought silver at $5 7 years ago, here it is at $35, I would have been in good shape. But now it's too late, and that's what people have to come to grips with, because it's not too late, because if the dollar is heading towards zero, which it certainly is, I said towards zero, and I didn't say it would hit zero, towards zero, then gold and silver is heading towards infinity. To kind of put it into perspective, in the last bull market that started in 1971, silver was $1.29. It spent 6-7 years working its way up to $6. But in January of 79, silver was a little over $5 an ounce. 12 months later, in early January of 80, silver hit $52 an ounce. So the total bull market from 71 to 1980, silver rose 6,400-something%. So you look at the bull market we have that started in 2001, and here we are in 2011 now, silver has been up 656%. So you can see, in terms of just reaching the same levels that the bull market in the 70s was, silver has another 500-600% to go. But to put even that into perspective, see, in 1980, when this ended, the U.S. had a national debt not even of $1 trillion, and here we are at, what, $14 trillion and rising, and who knows what the real debt is when you look at all the off-budget things. So, plus, you know, you have two or three countries, in fact, five or six countries, like China and Russia, whose citizens could not buy gold and silver in the whole Eastern Bloc, and they're now all in gold and silver. So you've got so much paper money out there, 100 times as much paper money, chasing at best 1/4 as much silver, because over the last 30 years we have consumed more silver industrially than the mining industry produces. So every year we have less silver above ground and yet much more money to chase it. So, you know, one analyst described it best. And if I would ask everyone...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ron Brown. I was asking Ron why silver's been doing so well. I mean, silver's really just booming. It's just unbelievable at the rate it's going up at the present time. It's going up just like a rocket. And Ron was simply pointing out that there's a tremendous shortage of silver. It's essential to many manufacturing processes. And basically, of course, we've had used up so much silver in manufacturing, and they've been artificially keeping the price down. But certainly, I read something today, I don't know if you know who this fellow is, named Mark Farber, but he was talking about silver at $250 an ounce in this year, 2011. Is he just a gadfly? Well, who is he? What does he know? Does he have any inside information? Is he simply making a spectacular claim, hoping to get some notoriety?
He's been one of the more respected hard money analysts for the last 30, 40 years. Brilliant man, and he tells it like it is. Yeah, it's, you know, it. When you look at it in nominal terms, it's hard for anyone to even picture that. But if you think and understand that the United States is bankrupt, well, let me put it in perspective. $50 billion would buy all the silver in the world. But remember, that silver's already spoken for, so most of it's not in the market. I don't know about you, Dr. Stan. I'm not willing to sell mine anytime soon, are you? So if you've got $50 billion to buy all the silver in the world, and yet you've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars of paper assets sloshing around the globe, and when you understand that a paper fiat money system based on debt is really nothing more than a gigantic confidence game, because the only thing that gives it value at all is the confidence people put in it. Now you look at the whole world flaring up or around the world, losing confidence in paper money, and it, if you look at it from that perspective, you know, $100,000 silver doesn't, it's because none of it makes any difference till you find out what a hamburger is going to cost, until you relate the purchasing power of that silver. That's one thing I would argue with anyone, is that the silver is going to maintain its purchasing power a heck of a lot better than your stocks or your bonds or your paper dollars. And so what you're really doing with silver is not trying to speculate to make a fortune. What you're trying to do is get your hard-earned savings, which are being diminished by inflation and the recession, and put it into a refuge that will protect yourself. It's sad to see all these people who've worked a lifetime, and in just a matter of 2, 3, 4 years, they've lost the majority of their fortunes, and now they're having to go back to work at 60 and 70 to try to find a job.
And I'll tell you what, I've run into a lot of people like that. In fact, just this last 2 days, two of our regular long-term supporters just wrote in and said they kind of have to drop their, you know, long-term membership at the Tape of the Month Club because, you know, suddenly they've lost their jobs. And I think more and more people are losing their jobs, no matter what they say. You know, oh look at the, you know, how the unemployment rate's down from 9.8% to 9%. But that's not because more jobs are being created. It's because more and more people are just giving up looking for jobs.
Exactly.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, basically what you're seeing today is a rising price of oil. And I think that we're going to see the price of oil continuing to rise. I'd like to get your thoughts on it. But certainly we've had information, which I think is reliable, that the price of oil will be up within the next couple of months, at least to $150 and maybe to $200 a barrel. If that even happens in the next 6 months, what is it going to do to the American economy? What's it going to do to the price of food? What is it going to do to the value of the dollar? What are your thoughts on it? And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I would simply point out that the people who listen to our programs regularly and have followed Bob Chapman's advice and Ron Brown's advice and the advice given by our other people who certainly have been following this for years. Ron has, certainly Bob Chapman has, Joel Skousen has, and they've all advocated getting gold and silver. They've done very well. People, of course, who've been investing in the stock market, they've done pretty well, but the stock market, I fear, is going to take a plunge. And when you stop and think that silver, certainly we started advocating silver at about $5 an ounce, and here it is at, well, $34 and about 50 cents an ounce today. That's pretty good appreciation. I doubt very many stocks have done that well. Anyway, Ron, certainly, if the price of oil goes up, how will it impact our economy?
Oh, my gosh. It's scary to even think about it because the economy is already hanging by a thread. And you're seeing what the oil prices or gasoline prices have done in just the last, what, 2-3 weeks. We went from, what, 280, 290 up to 317 in just the last week. But if you're seeing anything like what Lindsey Williams talking about, and you can certainly picture that because over in the Middle East where we get all of our, a good portion of our oil, especially with Saudi Arabia, and you can see Saudi Arabia being surrounded by these radical regimes, and that Saudi Arabia is going to be the next target. So when the pressure comes there and they kick those regimes out, they could easily cut us off of our oil, and oil could just go to prices through the roof. So, yeah, if that happens, of course, what's left of the economy will be a shambles. So.
Of course, I would point out that we have more than adequate oil. And if you have any question at all and you want the documentation, go up to our website, radioliberty.com, and you'll find a number of articles there on the oil deception. And we simply give you the government reports, the statements by senators, certainly about the abundance of oil. The abundance of oil in the Colorado area, the abundance of oil in the Bakken pool up there in North Dakota, Montana. Certainly the abundance of oil over both both coasts, offshore. The abundance of oil down in the Gulf, and we've simply not developing it now. Obama says, oh, we can't develop it. We might have another phony oil spill, and that thing was as phony as it could possibly be. It's so obvious this thing was engineered. And then, of course, there's the Atlantic Wildlife Reserve. Fabulous amounts of oil up there. Why won't we let it develop it? Because the oil companies don't want it developed. As long as there's a shortage of oil, the price is up. You know, who do you think finances the environmental movement? Oh, well, the oil companies do. Why would the oil companies, you know, certainly finance the environmental movement? This is going to keep the oil companies from drilling. Why? Because it keeps the competition from drilling. And, of course, creates artificial shortages of oil and drives the price up. Isn't it better to have, you know, get a little oil and get a lot of money for it than have the world awash with oil? And then there's, of course, Lindsey Williams' story, which we've verified from other sources about the massive pools of oil off the North Slope. And I'm constantly being, contacted by disinformation specialists telling me, oh, there's no oil up there. It's all a lie. Well, I've talked to people who are with the major oil companies who confirm there are massive pools of oil off the North Slope. In fact, Shell Oil was going to drill up there, but they decided to wait another year. Why? Well, they just want to wait another year before they start developing any of the oils off the North Slope of Alaska. Ladies and gentlemen, the oil companies are all in on it. The only people who really don't know what's going on are the American people. Massive supplies of oil all throughout the world. And believe me, oil is not a fossil fuel, no matter what you've been told and what you learned in college. How many dinosaurs do you think it takes to make 100 barrels of oil? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Ron, I can just see, of course, is the price of oil went even to $150 a barrel, much less $200 a barrel. But how that would simply devastate the trucking industry and the price of anything that was trucked in, as is almost everything in our stores today. What it would do to the airline industry, what it would do to the plastic industry, to the paint industry, to so many of the drugs which are manufactured with a plastic base. And I don't think the average individual remembers 2008, the devastation we saw when oil got up to about $144 a barrel. I think it's going to surpass that, and it's going to surpass that very, very soon. What are your thoughts?
Plus, Dr. Stan, the economy and the population is less able to sustain that because look at how many jobs have been destroyed and lost since then. So, you know, when you want a socialist regime, what you have to do is get rid of the middle class, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're destroying jobs. They're running the prices of everything up through inflation, and they're bailing out their buddies on Wall Street and the big banks, and the Main Street is suffering, and they're just going deeper and deeper into a hole. And at this point, if you saw oil go up that price, look what it would do to food prices and everything else. So you can see the whole world destabilizing. Look at first the Middle East, what's going over there. The whole thing is up in flames, destabilizing that. Then you've got Europe with all the European nations other than Germany are in deep sovereign debt. They're bankrupt. Look at Western, the U.S., we're bankrupt. So the corruption on Wall Street and the banking has destroyed the credibility of Western of capitalism. And then you look at China, and as wonderful as they've been doing, how do you make prosperity work for one point something billion people? Maybe 10% of their population is enjoying the prosperity, and the rest of them are envious. So,
I think it's so important that people understand there is a plan to wipe out the middle class. If you doubt it. It's the Earth Charter. You can read it. It was written by Stephen Rockefeller. It's up on the Internet. Point 10A, equitable distribution of wealth within nation and among nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth among nations? You lower the living standards here. It's the master plan, ladies and gentlemen. The master plan. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, Ron, certainly as we look and see these things happening, what is happening is with such rapidity, this is what was surprising, as we begin to see the entire structure.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
And Gaddafi and all of these dictators, and certainly these are ruthless dictators. But ladies and gentlemen, we've been keeping these dictators in power until now, and now we're going, of course, to get rid of them, and we're going to turn control of the Middle East over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Because when they have democratic elections, the only group that's well enough organized is the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, the radical Islamists who have an intense hatred of the West. The only trouble is they've been funded by the CIA and the MI6 going back to 1928 when the Muslim Brotherhood was created. That's covered in a wonderful book we carry called The Devil's Game. And, of course, most recently we've had this wonderful admission by Lloyd James, which was totally suppressed by the control media. But Lloyd James is a member of the House of Lords, and on the 4th of November he got up in the House of Lords and to sort of defend himself, some remarks were made about how he wasn't really very important. His remark was, well, I really do have a lot of experience in financial matters. In fact, I've been putting over billions of pounds financing the terrorists in Ireland and spending a great deal of money to the terrorists in North Africa. Well, I can't get into that aspect, and he's referring to North Africa, as it's ongoing, and it's a nasty business, of funding the terrorists in North Africa. But don't call the police. I'm working at the behest of the Bank of England that asked me to do that. Now, that is the most incredible statement. We have it, certainly, and they even have it up on the website. You can actually see Lloyd James making the statement. It was originally on Google. The article appeared in the Belfast Telegraph. They pulled it down. Start page pulled it down. Yahoo still has it. You can get it. If you can't get it, why, we'll be glad to send it to you, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, what you must understand is the last thing they want the American people to know, that the Bank of England and the CIA are financing this whole movement, turning this part of the world over to the radical Islamic movement in preparation for war with the Muslim world. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Get your thoughts on what's going on, but you're not going to hear this any other place. You want to find the article, go to Yahoo, look up Lord, just put in your search engine, Lord James Belfast Telegraph Finance Terrorist. Lord James Belfast Telegraph Finance Terrorist. Check what we say. Get other people to listen, to try to encourage them, to try to challenge, because what we're saying is true. Then we are in real trouble today, because, of course, we get into a war with the Islamic world. There are going to be severe consequences, severe problems as far as America is concerned. And I can see this war coming. There's no way out of the mess we're in other than a massive, horrible war. And then, of course, as the currency of our nation is destroyed, as our people is impoverished, we can blame those nasty Muslims. And everything's being done to turn us against the Muslims today. All sorts of articles, and I don't like the Muslim faith. But, ladies and gentlemen, there are Muslim terrorist training camps right here in America. They're being funded probably by the CIA. You can find out about them simply by going up on the internet and typing into your search engine, Dr. Paul Williams Islamberg. Dr. Paul Williams Islamberg. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Why would we be allowing terrorists training camps in America radical Muslim Islamic terrorist training camps in America today, the best enemies money could buy. Go ahead, Ron. What are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with everything you say, Dr. Stan. It's just when you hear it, and it's so hard to even believe it because you just can't imagine how anyone, especially coming out of a capitalist nation, would want to destroy the prosperity and freedom that capitalism has offered. And yet it's happening, and it's so evident. Anyone that is willing to look at the evidence, it's just overwhelming. But most people don't believe it could possibly be. It doesn't make any sense to the average person. So,
but if we've done it again and again and again, whether it be with Hitler's Germany, whether it would be with the communists, the financing communism since its inception. But you have the internet. If you don't use it, why? You're no better off than people who wouldn't be able to have it. This is Dr. Stan. Of course, our guest is Rod Proud. And, of course, he sells gold and silver. And would you say that your business has been twice as good as usual or half again as good as usual? How many people are really at this point? Has gold and silver really beginning to run at rates like I've never seen before? How many people are really coming to you?
Well, my business last year was the biggest it's ever been by far in over 30 years in the business. And this year is starting out 25 to 30% above that, last year's. And, Dr. Stan, keep in mind that other than going on the air with you once a month, I don't have a Yellow Page ad. I don't do any advertising. I just work with existing clients and the people that they send me. And yet, my business is being built from existing clients who send, and they, most of them have been talking to their friends and their relatives for maybe years, and they're finally waking up to what's going on. It's hard to deny that silver and gold have been a good investment when it's up 600% in 7 years, and especially when they compare it to what their other investments are doing. So people are slowly waking up, so we're heading towards what I call critical mass. There's just so much gold and silver out there, and yet over the last 1,500 years, the bankers have created massive amounts of fiat money and debt, and now that debt system is crumbling as people lose confidence and they're unable to finance their debt. And as the government's then trying to run the printing press faster than the market can destroy it, this thing is, I always use the term, it's like the little black symbol, the tiger is chasing its tail. But at this point in the game, all you can see is a blur. It's going so fast.
Hold that thought. Hold that fast.
2011, a major meltdown.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I agree right now. Of course, we have with us Ron Brown, and we have Bob from Kennewick, Washington, on the line. But, Bob, over there in Kennewick, you hang on for a minute, because I want Ron to get his telephone number out and let people know how they get in touch with him. And then, of course, anybody else out the listening audience has a question. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But get yourself consolidated. More and more people are going to lose their homes. The price of food and everything is going to keep going up. Someday we're going to see more and more people becoming impoverished here and losing their homes. We're talking probably close to 2 million people are going to lose their homes. At least 1.5 million people will lose their homes this year. And because they're underwater. They own more and more money, in fact, on their home than it's worth. And the price of homes is falling all across the country. Now, they point out, well, gee, look, but more homes are being sold. Yeah, more homes are being sold because, of course, the price is so low and people are snatching up the bargains. But I think 6 months or a year from now, they're going to look and say, I wish I'd waited because that home is not worth what I paid for it. Before we get to Bob up there in Kennewick, Washington, Ron, would you like to go ahead and get your telephone number out? And before we do mention, I want to mention our telephone number here if you'd like to talk to Ron or have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ron, go ahead and get your vital statistics out, then we'll get to Bob.
Okay, my number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561.
All right, let's go to Bob here. Hi, Bob. How are you doing? How are things up in Kennewick?
Oh, beautiful, Doctor. Good weather? Going well, thank you.
Oh, I'm fine. Well, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, always good to hear from Ron. He does such a good job. I'm just curious, Ron, what, silver-wise, what's available?
Right now, the bags are the most available. The junk bags is just the old pre-1965 coinage, the dimes, quarters, and halves. That's the cheapest way of buying silver right now. The Canadian Maple Leafs, there's been a lot of talk about them. They're having trouble coming up with the silver to keep up, and my dealers are 2-3 weeks back-ordered on the Maple Leafs, so they're getting harder to find. The Eagles are still available, but the premium keeps rising on them. Right now, if you wanted to buy Eagles, I think you'd have to pay over $4 over spot to get them. So that's the premium's up on those 50, 75 cents per ounce in the last, 2-3 months. So there's signs everywhere that there's a tightness developing. And we need to get into what's going on in the futures market because that's where the squeeze is really coming. So we'll get into that maybe a little bit before we end.
All right, fine, Bob. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's great. Thank you very much.
All right, God bless. And
Lord bless you, fellas. Good night.
And I hope you took Ron's advice a couple of years ago.
Praise the Lord, I did.
I'll tell you what, I'm always pleased when I hear people that, you know, did take advice and are doing fine. And maybe they had to sell their house. I mean, you know, I don't want to sell your house, but, I mean, the people who sold their house 4 or 5 years ago and were able then to buy another home free and clear and don't have to worry about those monthly house payments. And that certainly gives them a certain element of freedom. The way they enslave us, the way the bankers, this is the way the system works. We go out and we borrow money. Times are good and they make it easier to get a loan. And people are borrowing money and mortgaging their homes and mortgaging their farms and mortgaging their businesses because they're going to get rich. And then the bankers contract the money supply. And of course, you can't get a loan, you can't get a job. And then, of course, the value of your property begins to sag. And eventually, well, of course, you can't keep up the payments, you lose it. And the bankers are there with that big smile on their face. Bank of America has over a million homes from devastated people is reclaiming. That's how the game is played. But if you don't borrow money, if you're not in debt, they can't do it to you. God bless you, Bob. Thanks so much.
Now, Lord bless you, man. Good night.
Good night. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You pick up the story, Ron.
Well, you know, I agree with the moral of the story is that the borrower becomes the slave to the lender. And, you know, I remember my dad went through the Depression and he got out of college in 1933, so I was right in the heart of the Depression. And his first job was $95 a month. But he was one of the few people in his class that even got a job.
My dad was making $100 a month. He was a rug salesman, and he was glad to have it. But we lived, and we lived comfortably, and we always had food we could give away to the less fortunate. And I can remember those days during the Depression. I'm old enough to remember it. You weren't around much during the Depression, were you?
No, I wasn't born until 41, so, you know. I read about it, but what I remember from my parents is once you went through that, my dad never bought anything that he couldn't pay for cash. So if he wanted a new car, he might save for 2-3 years, and then he would go down and buy it for cash. So he was never indebted, and that's where the bankers, you know, when they came up with the credit cards and they made it a lot easier for people. Remember back in the old days, if you could put something on layaway, I guess at Sears, but there was no such thing as a credit card. And so what they've done is make it so easy for especially the young people coming up. You know, you don't have to work for anything or wait. You just buy it now and pay for it on credit, and it's not how much it costs, it's what's the monthly payment. So gradually they just sucked us more and more and more into debt. You know, you remember back when we were talking about the coming real estate crash, I remember saying that I think the bankers are going under bridges to get the homeless people, put the clean shirt on them, take them down. They qualify for a $200,000 house, no down payment, no job necessary. So they made it so easy to suck people into debt. And now you're right, they're just pulling the plug on them, and they're going into bondage.
Well, let's go to Brent, who's calling us from Rapid City, South Dakota. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Brent, how are you hearing us? Hearing us shortwave or internet?
Dr. Stan, I have a smartphone with an application that I can listen to you through.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, fine. Well, this is a total new world. In fact, a lot of these things I don't even understand. But fortunately, I've got my smart son, and I've got a very, very smart fellow who puts the things up on the internet. So anyway, you're listening. That's the important thing. How did you ever hear about us?
I don't even remember. I was surfing the internet one night, just looking through articles and studying. I'm a pastor, so I do a lot of studying. Came across your website, and I love that I can download your shows. And I actually have people that work with me that love to ride with me. And I play your show through my speakers on my pickup, and we listen.
Well, that's
while
great.
We drive down the road. In fact, my boys, which are 13 and 15, go into their bedroom and turn your show on and listen to it during the day after they've done their homeschool work.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm glad. Are you homeschooling them?
Yes.
That really is our obligation. I'm so glad you're doing it. Well, did you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a nagging question that I'd like for both of you, please, to give me your opinion on, and then I might follow up with you. The greatest fear that I have, we own a little silver, but the greatest fear that I have, you know, everybody's saying buy silver, buy gold. Dr. Stan, what is our guarantee that they're not going to outlaw the ownership of gold and silver like they did under FDR?
Good question. What are your thoughts on that, Ron?
Well, it's really this simple. If we allow our nation to be destroyed, if we allow them to do away with the Constitution, which is the rule of law, which protects the rights of the individual, if we allow that to be taken away in this crisis, which is what they're planning to do, then, as I said earlier, we come under the rule of man, and that's tyranny. They'll do whatever they damn well please at that point. So It's very important for the American people to wake up very quickly, because our nation is at a crossroads as we speak. And we're either going to wake up and force it down the right fork back to a constitutional republic based on biblical principles, or we're going to go down the left fork and that's down towards socialism and tyranny. At that point, yeah, there's nothing. They'll take your gold and whatever they want.
And I think that the thing is that there's nothing we can do to stop them. First of all, there's nowhere else to put any money that you have. Now, in the final analysis, as you well know, basically the only thing that's going to get any of us through this is our, is the Lord. They're going to have to become increasingly reliant upon Him. But we would be foolish not to make the preparations with certainly storing food and having certainly the water filters on hand and a supply of various medicines, certainly medical support or health food products and gold and silver, because we don't know what's going to happen. You cover every base, but in the final analysis, as you know, this is a spiritual battle. But, I mean, we don't know when the Lord's going to come. We don't know when they're going to impose the total tyranny. It may, the Lord may not come for 10 years. He may not come for 20 years. He may come tomorrow. And then we're not going to need the gold and the silver. But in the meantime, we are to occupy until He comes. So you cover all the bases. But can I tell you that they will not take the gold and silver? No, I can't. But I will tell you they probably will take the gold before they take the silver. I don't think that they will try to do it, because I think that there would be such an outrage from the American people. And there is already an outrage from the American people. And I think that Barack Obama is so unpopular at the present time that he would be very loath to do this. So all we can do is wait and see. But if you want a guarantee, why, I can't give you one. The only guarantee I can give you right now is things are going to get very, very bad in the time that lies ahead. And isn't it wonderful to know the Lord?
You know, let me ask you
right. Go ahead, Ron.
I think as Christians we're called to seek the truth. And so it's a spiritual walk trying to understand what's going on, because as we prepare mentally, we're also preparing ourselves spiritually, because when you see where we're heading, then you realize the only hope is to get under the wings of the Lord, because there's nothing we can do in our own understanding to stop what's coming down. So all we can do is try to prepare mentally and then spiritually so that we're ready to go through whatever comes down. And I think the Lord's not going to let us go through more than we can't stand, but we have to be seeking the truth, and then He'll give us the courage to do what we have to do.
Well, Dr. Stan and Ron, that is my whole concern. The moral underpinnings of America has been so eroded, there are very few people even that attend churches that know what truth is. And I've had people ask me, are we going to fight? Well, I don't think we should be prepared to fight unless people are prepared to turn their hearts back to the Lord. I mean, if we fight and then give them freedom to continue to do the things like abortion and the terrible things that we've stood against, then we're fighting for nothing and the Lord can't help us anyway.
Exactly.
So in my view, it has to begin, as I tell our people, in the churches. There's going to have to be revival, in my opinion, in the churches before this will ever affect society.
You are so right. And, you know, if my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will I, Chris, hear the call and forgive their sin and heal their land. There's going to have to be a revival. And this is why I really do what I do, Brent. The only thing that's going to save America is a revival. But people are not going to look for God unless they know there's a problem. I mean, I practice medicine. Medicine's a wonderful profession. A lot of wonderful people there, but very few of the doctors were Christians, and probably very few across America are. And I noticed one thing through the years. The only time that people ever became Christians was when they had a personal tragedy. They lost their life. They lost a child. They were questioned as far as their integrity as a doctor. And when they turned to a crisis situation, they turned to the Lord. And we had a small cadre. The time I quit practicing medicine, we had a small cadre, not an awful lot, but a small cadre of dedicated Christians in our area. I do what I do because I'm trying to reach as many lives as I can and point people to the fact there's a real problem, and I'm hoping that from there they're going to be going out and saying, well, gee, maybe if there really is this evil in the world that Dr. Stan talks about, maybe there's a God. Now, one of the things we're just going to be doing this week is posting on our webpage the plan of salvation. We're going to link to David Bay's website, and I think that he gets 100,000 hits a year on that website. David's ministry is very parallel to mine because he writes essays every week, and I am on the radio, but we feel the same way. And certainly it's a wonderful plan of salvation. I should have done a long time ago, but we're going to have a link to that. And I hope maybe you'd look at it, Brent, and see if you have any suggestions to it. But basically it just talks about how can you be saved and how do you know you're saved. That is what it is. If we're going to turn America around, we've got to start with one person at a time, and that's with us.
I trust that it'll happen.
Well, that's all we can do, but in the final analysis, it's God's battle. But isn't it a privilege to be able to stand in the front lines of God's battle and know that we're hopefully in His service?
These are the best days to be serving God.
Amen to that.
Yep. Thank you, gentlemen.
God bless, and thanks very much. Okay, fine. Well, Ron, let's put your telephone number up one more time. But it's so good to know that we do have a fair number of ministers listening to our program who understand what this is about. And they're reaching their parishioners, of which we have 1,000 times as many, but I'm grateful for everyone we have, like Brent.
Well, and that's so important that we get the ministers involved, because they're the ones that reach a lot of people. And too often in the churches, they're talking about the good times, and they don't want to talk about the bad times. They like to tickle ears. So,
yeah, well, let's get your telephone number out here.
1-800-595-0561.
One more time.
1-800-595-0561.
Well, I guess this evening is Ron's on once a month, and we try to get him on this hour. And because Ron, I've dealt with him, he's an honest man. I feel very comfortable having him on. There are a lot of sharks out there, and avoid them, ladies and gentlemen, because there's blood in the water. Go right ahead, Ron. You got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, you know what to say, Dr. Stan. We've been talking about this. I guess I've been going on there with you, for 7-8 years?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that? A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Something like that. But it gives you real insight into how the interrelationship between stocks and bonds and inflation is concerned. Bonds, the vigilante of inflation, would be Ron's talk. And then, of course, to understand the scam of oil. We have a four-tape set. It's called The Oil Deception. We have a DVD that goes with that, The Oil Deception. You need to understand that as the price of oil is going up, this is all a scam. And you need to get this information out. We also have a DVD, a talk that Lindsay Williams gave, and he's not allowed to give it anymore, but we do have it. It's called The Energy Non-Crisis. So you can get my talk, because my talk and several other talks on the oil deception. It's a four-tape set. A syllabus that goes with that, which is an excellent syllabus, even if I do say so. And then the DVD, and we sold over 18 of them this weekend, a tremendous demand, The Energy Non-Crisis by Lindsay Williams. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Interestingly, there was a report that just came out today from the Washington Times saying that some people have been talking about the collapse of our financial markets. They said it was all a scam. Somebody engineered it. Well, gee, they should have certainly heard my talk on the financial Armageddon. They wouldn't have to do an extensive report. It's all right there. My talk on the financial Armageddon, and comes with the syllabus. You need to get it. You need to understand everything going on has been engineered. And of course, we have a talk we gave a number of years ago called The Financial Tsunami, which is sort of an introduction to this. This is probably 6 years ago. Well, The Financial Armageddon we gave there in October of 2008. Vitally important to understand what's going on today. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, I'd like to simply mention that we do have, of course, the book Meltdown by Thomas Wood. We think it's very, very important. And you can get something called the Rollback Special, and it includes first book, The Financial Meltdown by Thomas Wood, the second book, Rollback by Thomas Wood, my talk, The Financial Armageddon, and then, of course, the syllabus that goes with that. So you get two books, my talk and my syllabus. It's called the Rollback Special, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you understand what's going on today, why, of course, you may be able to survive economically now. Of course, they declare a dictatorship. They start rounding people up. And believe me, they would like to do that, but they're not going to do it for a time. Because the last thing they want is to alarm the American people. So basically, you need to get my talk on the planned police state and get the syllabus that goes with it. Planned police state and to get the syllabus that goes with it. To understand why they're poisoning our children with vaccines, why they're poisoning our children with with the fluoride in the drinking water, why they're poisoning our children with the aerial spraying. We have a great talk. It's called Well, I'd get the hidden agenda. It's the hidden agenda behind water fluoridation. It gives into water fluoridation, and then, of course, you can get the syllabus that goes with that, called the hidden agenda. But you certainly would want to get the DVDs, Mercury Autism, the Global Vaccine Agenda by Dr. David Ayo, because it comes with a free CD-ROM. With literally several thousand pages of documentation on how they're poisoning our children, and they know what they're doing. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Gary Arnold. And I've known Gary Arnold for, well, how long have you been involved in the conservative movement, Gary?
Well, since the Goldwater Convention in 1964.
So. All right, fine. So I guess I've known Barry for him probably about 45 years. I've always known Gary Arnold. Unfortunately, he moved up here and where we are. He's certainly a dedicated conservative. He's been on the front lines of this battle for many, many years. And certainly he's one of the best researchers we have on many subjects. So he was calling me the other day about some important issues, and I said, Gary, why don't you come on the program with us, Gary? Why don't you come on the program and tell us what's concerning you?
Yeah, well, there's, everything's such a rapid pace right now, and I think two crucial things. One is the chemtrails, because what they're doing it full blast, they're nonstop, and it's like there's no tomorrow with their death dumps and their dropping of this aluminum and barium. And I found a network that is really valuable, rather than just talking about the science of it and guessing at the different things that it might be doing to our health or whether it's a way to convect radio signals or do other types of things. I found a network, and it goes back to the usual suspects, and it's incredibly fascinating. Some while ago, we had a person that I had met here in Santa Cruz. They moved up to Oregon, up to Minville, Oregon, which is a little town of 30,000 people, and the person said that they had a girlfriend that had overheard somebody in a bar talk about a man that was trying to impress her, like he was a Sean Connery or a Daniel Gregg, 007, doing these super secret government operations. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting. We know of the chemtrails. And I looked it up on the Internet, and I looked at it, and I thought, well, this town is only 30,000 people. It's way up in Oregon. The tarmac isn't all that big. I guess it can't handle a 747. I thought, well, this is probably disinformation, or I don't think this is going to pan out. But the person said that he was involved in these, dealing with the chemtrails, or the geoengineering, or the different names it's called these days. I looked a little further, and it turns out that he works for Evergreen International Aviation.
And of course, for anybody who doesn't know, Evergreen is a front for the CIA, so go right ahead.
Right. There's a couple of brothers. Del Smith, I guess, is the head of it, and he's been a CIA asset for a long time. Evergreen has over 100 bases around the world, 4,500 people, and he owns a little museum up there. And in that museum is the Spruce Goose. Now, the Spruce Goose, it's kind of hard to fit in a museum because it's got a wingspan the length of a football field. So I thought, well, this is no small piker. So this is pretty interesting thread to follow. So it turns out that Evergreen International has bragged that their planes carry seven times, their cover is that they are firefighters, firefighting planes with these big 747s. And they claim one plane can carry over 20,000 gallons.
Wait a minute, are they 747s that they use? Hang on to that with thought. We'll be back in a moment. Gary, go right ahead. You say, are they actually flying 747s?
Well, they're Boeing airplanes. I will find in my records here, they do have converted 747s. I think I have one or two pictures in my I've got papers spread all over the desk here right now. What's interesting is that some years ago they bought out Air America, and everybody that's over 30 years old knows that Air America was a CIA operation that brought drugs from the Golden Triangle and from Central America into our cities and towns. And of course, it had to get the permission from. It's just obvious it needs permission from the CIA, the FAA, numerous agencies that are in the executive branch, and I've got ties to all those and Evergreen International in addition. But some years ago, there was fires near Tucson, and one of the Air America places where they do the maintenance and store vehicles and do a lot of work is in Marana, Arizona, which is just north of Tucson, about 60 miles or so. So Tucson was having this raging fires down there, and the people, the locals, came over to the airport, and they asked, couldn't they use all these planes that have these decals on them for forest fighting? And they admitted that they're not for fighting fires. They're paramilitary airplanes. And, I mean, this knowledge is so common, people can just Google on the Internet and go to Marana, Arizona, or Evergreen International Aviation. But you and I will never see it in our local newspapers, which are dominated by the foundations now, such as Bill Gates owns all the local newspapers around here. He and Bank of America control the Monterey Herald, the Santa Cruz Sentinel, and the San Jose Mercury. And then there's a chain of newspapers up and down the spine of California, the McCatchy papers, and those are the B papers, like Sacramento Bee, Modesto Bee. And the chief person there is a man by the name of Gary Pruitt, who headed the Irvine Foundation. The Irvine Foundation is, they pal with Packard and Rockefeller and all the rest of the foundations in order to not only control the media, but have a number of fronts inside of California that lobby for the alteration of local government. What they're doing, this is where the Agenda 21 comes in, is that they are harmonizing all the laws in preparation for a North American union.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back again here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Gary Arnold. Gary is talking about chemtrails. He was commenting that that somebody who knew from a town up in Oregon, little tiny town up there, but there's a great big museum there. And apparently it is controlled by something known as Evergreen Aviation. Now, they have the Spruce Goose up there. That's Howard Hughes' wooden plane. But the amazing thing is, of course, Evergreen, if anybody studied it, knows this is connected with the CIA. It bought up Air America, which was the CIA Air Force. And, of course, basically what we have a number of sources the aluminum and barium that they're spraying. Certainly, as we have, there is a certain amount of aluminum in the jet fuel, but not enough, I think, to give all of the problems we have. Then, of course, we have the planes that are spraying. Then we have the rockets and the rocket fuel that contains a lot of aluminum. And then, of course, we know that the rockets are going up, and they're taking canisters with them, and they distribute with those, and they contain the aluminum and the barium. So it's not just one source of the toxic metals that are having such an impact on the health of our children and people across America. It's the rocket fuel. It is the canisters they're putting up. It is the spraying actually done by CIA planes. Of course, you can tell when this is actually a CIA plane, because if it's a commercial airliner, it's going from point A to point B. Well, if it's going from point A towards point B, and it turns around and goes back to point A, and then it comes back again towards the point A again, and then it goes back toward, then it comes back towards point B again. Why, you know, Chris, that they're involved, and sometimes they're crisscrossing the sky. So basically, there are a number of sources of these toxins they're putting into the air that are poisoning our water, are poisoning the snowpack, are poisoning the soil, are poisoning our plants, are poisoning our children. Excellent material in the DVD put out by Ed Griffin. What in the world are they spraying? They have a great deal of information on that. In fact, at our yearly conference, we're going to be putting a conference on in October 23rd, marketing your book. We're going to have Rosalind Peterson here, who I think is one of the most informed people on this. On this subject. But go ahead with your story, Gary, because, of course, I believe that there are planes that do actually spray, because they say, oh, well, so we're changing the weather, you know. And basically there are companies that will actually do spraying, and they'll spray particulate matter, and they can actually create snowstorms. They can create windstorms, and certainly through other devious means, they can create droughts and floods. And we know that because Zygmunt Brzezinski said this in his book, Between Two Ages. He published it in 1950, but the bottom of page 56, 57, 55 there. He talks about certainly how by the year 2018 we're going to be able to create storms and droughts and chronic disease. Well, we've got the chronic diseases, we have the droughts and the storms, and I believe that Zygmunt Brzezinski is an honest man. He's telling us the truth. You go right ahead, Gary.
Yeah, the family's connected with this operation also. I'll get into that. Their PR firm, which you don't find in the Griffin film, is some of the connections, some of the people that are involved in this thing. The Evergreen International Aviation, their PR firm, is WPP. It's headquartered in London. It's headed by a man by the name of Philip Lader, L-A-D-E-R. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was an advisor to Stanley Morgan. He worked for the RAND Corporation. And get this, he's a trustee on UC Russell, which is the largest aluminum company in the world. And he also belongs to, by the way, the Atlantic Council. The Atlantic Council, this is really key. This is the type of material you have in your very valuable book. The Atlantic Council was put together by Christian Herder, who was one of the founding members of the Council on Foreign Relations. The co-founder of the Atlantic Council was Dean Acheson, whose son became a member of Skull and Bones. Also, Dean Acheson's daughter, Mary, married William P. Bundy, Skull and Bones head of the CIA. But this small little advertising group has 24,000 offices around the world. Can you believe that? WPP. He used to be, Philip Later used to be, the ambassador to England, and he was also working under Leon Panetta in the Clinton White House. So for these airplanes to fly from Evergreen International, they need the cooperation of the CIA, the FAA, the Department of Defense, and you know, a few of these other national organizations. And it turns out that there's an organization called MITRE, like you combine a couple of joints together, the carpenters would know. It's not the Pope's hat, but this is a it's called MITRE. And it's a nonprofit organization located in McLean, Virginia, which is where the CIA is operated. Its chairman is James Schlesinger, who used to be head of the CIA. In fact, he goes so far back that he, when Nixon was being kicked out of the White House in order to make way for Nelson Rockefeller, Schlesinger had a contingent plan for the 82nd Air Force to be deployed should Nixon refuse to resign. So he's really close to, you know, Kissinger and the Rockefeller faction of this world conspiracy. He's also the head of the advisory council for the magazine In the National Interest, and that was founded by Irving Kristol, who was connected with the CIA. He ran Encounter magazine supporting the Labour government in England, and also on that board of directors is CFR member Richard Pipes, who appeared in the History Channel's special on secret societies, saying that there was no such thing. Also in the National Interest, which James Schlesinger is part of, Doc Zeichelm was, I'm probably not butchering that man's name, was a director of the 9/11 Commission. Now, these airplanes can't be dropping all of this aluminum and barium without the permission of the FAA, the Department of Defense, and so forth. And if you look at MITRE, again, this is easy for anybody to Google, MITRE, they can see that it's nonprofit, and that they set the systems and procedures and special permits for the FAA, which Evergreen would need in order to go off route, Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, and the IRS. Get that. But it's just one big ball of wax with members of the Council on Foreign Relations. The CIA really is the protection arm of the Council on Foreign Relations. But also in the magazine that he's an advisor to, their honorary chairman in the National Interest is Henry Kissinger, who has his famous quote that men should be used, you know, as animals in the furtherance of foreign policy. The MITRE also has people that participate in this, including Ian Brzezinski, who's also a member of the Atlantic Council. As of course, his father was Zygmunt Brzezinski, who founded the Trilateral Commission. So this is all being held very tight and very close, with the intent on polluting our skies for what I think is Malthusian purposes. Now, hello?
Yeah, Gary, would you mind, for our listeners who don't know what Malthusian, that term refers to, what do you mean by Malthusian?
Well, these are the people that want to curb and reduce the world population. Those that want to hurry it up, not through education or truly a more, you know, planned living, but to allow the elite to cull the population. And some of their plans, such as on the Georgia Guidestones and Jacques Cousteau, who was represented UNESCO or wrote in the UNESCO magazine, he was advocating eliminating 350,000 people per day. You have Club of Rome wanting to curb the politicians, and this is just one of their many outfits in which they meet and propose and accelerate different ways to cull those people that are weak or young and that are easy to take down.
Malthus, of course, was a religious leader. He was a theologian, and he lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s, and he wrote a number of essays on population. And basically, he said, you know, we're going to have to limit the population. We're going to run out of food, and he even advocated certainly building our towns close to marshy areas where there'd be lots of disease and avoid cleanliness. And, of course, do everything we could to stop those foolish people who wanted to stop the plagues that were killing large numbers of people. He openly advocated a genocidal policy. That is what they mean when they talk about Thomas Malthus. He was concerned about the increase in population. He said that the world would run out of food by 1850, and, of course, that's why we had to essentially start limiting the population. So go right ahead, Gary.
Yeah, one of the other persons that had worked for MITRE, one of the consultants, was a man that ended up in the Delaware dump. That was John Wheeler III. He was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he was a consultant to MITRE, and he was known for his opposition to chemical warfare. And it's also interesting that
he somehow associated with all these birds dying and the fish dying, something of that sort?
It happened about that time.
That's when they found him in the dump. And so basically, if you're going to speak out about what's going on, why, you may very well sell yourself in a dumpster, exactly like this poor gentleman. Go right ahead, Gary.
Right. John P. Wheeler.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Is, but it is a center. Well, there are probably 50 of them across the country now, where they fuse all of the dossiers. You see, you have a number of dossiers on. You have a CIA file. You have an FBI file. You have a DARPA file and probably a couple of other government files, but they're all separate. And so what the fusion centers do, they're part of the Office of Homeland Security. They're fusing all that information into one great big dossier because they're collecting dossiers on all of our citizens. I've seen my FBI file, dozens of pages blocked out in the name of national security. They watch everything you do, and it was fascinating. I mean, I got my FBI file many years ago, but they had clippings. Clippings on every talk I ever gave publicly. And, of course, they were following everything I was doing. They were listening to my phone calls. They were searching my home. A lot of this is blacked out, but we know from other sources what happened. Go right ahead, Barry.
Okay. Yeah, I've been attending a number of the regional groupings. This morning, in fact, I was over in Santa Clara, and on their agenda, they were accepting the recommendations for ABAG. That's the Association of Bay Area Governments. That includes the whole San Francisco area. There are 47 different government entities in ABAG that are signed on with ICLEI, which is a front for the World Bank. And what they're doing is they're harmonizing the laws in order to create, take over and impose a North American Union. And again, it's funded by, it's by the big cartels, it's PG&E and the Alphabet Foundations, the Irvines and the Packards and the Rockefellers and actually the Commonwealth Club up there. And
this is a subversive organization. Why is it subversive? Because it wants to subvert our Constitution.
It's destroying self-government. It's the biggest enemy of self-government you can have. Here in our Monterey Bay Area, it's called AMBAG, the Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments. And PG&E, for instance, has for 6 years in a row funded the whole of the energy programs. And you can go back to last year in April when they signed on with ICLEI in order to deploy smart meters throughout the whole region in order to spy and control each little bit of energy we ever use.
I call them smart meters for dumb people. They're part of the smart meters, are part of the smart appliance program and the smart grid program. The smart appliances will be coming online next year. So that means that the refrigerators, the washing machines, the dryers, the air conditioners are all going to have a chip in them. And, of course, it's going to be connected to your smart meter so they can turn it off and on, so they can determine when you use your air conditioner, what your air conditioner will be set at. Everything is to be controlled. And people said, that's crazy. Well, it's not crazy at all. Basically, they want to limit your use of electricity. It's all part of this Agenda 21. They want to lower your level of living standards. They want to run up the price of electricity. They want to make electricity virtually unavailable much of the year time. They want to regulate every aspect of what you do. They want to regulate how much water you use, how much oil and gasoline you use, how much electricity you use. They want to get you out of your car. These people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want anybody to know there's a master plan. It's laid out in the Agenda 21 from the United Nations, in the Global Biodiversity Report, published by Cambridge University Press, in the Earth Charter, and coordinated today by an organization known as ICLEI. Go right ahead.
Yes, Dan, and this is so similar to when the Chinese wanted to make their wives dependent on them, where they bound their feet so that they were unable to walk. Well, they've been doing that with our children's minds through the dumbing down programs that Ezra Bett has so exposed. They've been deindustrializing. They're still doing everything in these counties and cities to prevent any business from thriving. They're throwing on more requirements. They're requiring liquor stores to have spies to see if they're selling cigarettes to kids. Now, I think any kid in the United States, if they wanted to get a cigarette, they could probably get one in an hour and a half. But they're hiring bureaucrats in order to harass businesses. Now, whether they use plastic bags or brown bags, I mean, these people are endless with what they want to control, the amount of sugar in the sodas. They show up to these regional meetings, and one representative from each government agency, and the blueprint is already provided for them. So they sit there, and they're...
Hold that thought.
Sure.
Gary, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's deliberate how they're trying to injure us and injure business and make things fail. Because when things fail, then they can move to these regional agencies. So most of the cities in the United States and in California for sure, is if there's an emergency, it's no elected person that is in charge. It is a city manager who is not elected and doesn't have to be even a citizen of the United States, and he is the one that is directly controlled going through, you know, a top-down administration. So all of these alphabet groups that we've been talking about for years, and they have enough fronts that they keep, like, they make it look like they sound nice. They've got, California has one called California Forward, again funded by the foundations. It's an extension of Common Cause that was put together by the Rockefeller family 30 years ago. And they bought out some politicians. Some of our local ones are Fred Keeley and Bruce McPherson. They got them Republican and Democrat. And they're out there, again, harmonizing the laws in order to ease their control in. We are in no different position than those countries in North Africa or in the Middle East in which the coup d'etats are happening. And they're controlling it from the top and the bottom. And I believe they're going to have another very serious 9/11. And again, as I mentioned earlier, I think this time it might be a comic, because I think that's what was afoot when the Dakotas Louisiana trip occurred. And it's amazing. But they try to destroy anybody that has any business sense. It's no different than when in Cambodia, where they saw anybody with glasses or looked like they were intelligent, that they would be eliminated. It's not much different than the Phoenix program, in which the Americans used in order to destroy people that could put things together or do commerce in Vietnam. The same thing is happening here, but they're doing it in a psychological form, using Aesopian language, using sweet words in order to sell us poison. And just like the clouds above us, where we started off to begin with.
Hold that thought, Gary. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Gary Arnold. Gary, let's get back. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the spring, about the contrails up there, about the chemtrails? Do you see this as multiple sources of aluminum, or do you think there's just one source? Or do you think part of this is this thing of geoengineering, which is specifically being done, and then there are other aspects of this? How do you see this?
Yeah, I don't know what it's for. If it was for our own good, I think they would have had to come up with some excuses by now. It's the lies are so blatant. The people involved have all made their positions very clear that they want a world government. They want less people. So these people have lied to us frequently. They've fought each other with a deadly force, and they kill anybody that gets out of line. They control and manipulate the newspapers. The dispensing source, Evergreen International, goes back to moving people from the Shah of Iran to Jose Duarte in Central America, to having those various planes crash just full of drugs. And I guess recently the Bank of America with their Bank of America and Wells Fargo, it continues. And all of this is done with it has to be. Either that or we are the most poorly equipped nation in the world that spends the most on national security. And I don't believe we're and I hate to say we, because it's not we. It's the international community that controls our government and virtually all of the policy that's occurring around us.
All right, I like to refer to it as the invisible government. You can refer to it as any you want to, but we have a visible government. That's the elected representatives there in Washington, D.C., president, judges, congresspeople. And then, of course, we have the invisible government, the people who control them. And you must understand that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. is simply political theater. It is the invisible government that makes the decisions. They work through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, also through Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, certainly through the Masons, through a myriad of organizations here, Lucius Trust, New Age Movement, Theosophists. They work behind the scenes, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're the ones who are making the plans, and basically, of course, they are spraying, by one means or another, aluminum. Aluminum is extremely toxic. It's toxic to your brain, it's toxic to your body, and of course what they're doing is they're getting into the water supply. You will be inhaling it. You will actually find it. They found, check the snowpack. Now, they know the level of aluminum many years ago. They know it today. It's up over 61 times. They know what it does to the mind. It leads to Alzheimer's and other degenerative diseases of the brain. That the dramatic increase of the level of aluminum in the water supply. And so they're poisoning the people, which is why we think that you're going to have to start filtering your water if you're getting municipal water to get rid of the aluminum as well as the fluoride, which is why we've come up with a total home water filtration unit. We think it's important. But the health of the people is in danger today because of the fluoride they put in the water, because of the aluminum and the barium they're putting in the water, because of the mercury in the vaccines, because of the aluminum in the vaccines. All of these metals are deadly, of course, toxic. And, of course, if you use the hydrofluorosilicic acid to fluoridate the water supply, as they do in most places, 90% of the water fluoridated is not fluoridated with sodium fluoride. It's fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid, much of which comes from China. They want to get rid of their toxic waste, so they put it in our water. But in that instance, why you find the level of lead in the blood of our children, specifically our black children, skyrockets. And because there's nothing, of course, more deadly than lead, because it causes a lead encephalopathy. It causes a lead it causes criminal behavior. And this, in my estimation, and certainly parallels, my belief parallels those of Dr. Roger Dartmouth at Duke University, we have his material. The fact that that there is a direct correlation between fluoridating the water with hydrolosilicic acid and criminal activity in blacks, which is why, according to Dr. Masters, one in every three young black men between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation or parole, and nobody will tell the American people that. So this is a direct byproduct of the fluoridation of the water, and certainly the effect of aluminum is very, very similar. But Gary, anything else you want to talk about?
Let me put another piece in here, because they do use the airplanes in order to distribute the stuff, and it turns out that Thomas Pickering is a member of the executive council of the Boeing company, and it says here, in 2006, he served the position for 5.5 years. He was responsible for Boeing's relations with foreign governments and the company's globalization. Now, Thomas Pickering is a member of the CFR. He was the one that groomed Mohammed El-Baradei. He's part of the American-Iranian Council pushing for war in Iran. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a part of the Henry L. Stimson Center. Of course, Stimson was the Secretary of War for World War One and Two, and member of Skull and Bones. So you've got we've got the people on the aluminum board. We've got the people with the airplanes. We've got the people with the PR. We got them located right at McLean, Virginia. It's a ball of wax that you don't have to go very far from. But also, I encourage you, and I thank you so much for having Michael Shaw on, because when I was in the service, when you're out on patrol, the first thing you're supposed to look at is the bushes closest to you. And I think a lot of times, you know, these names are big and important that we've been naming earlier in the program. But what's happening in the local cities and townies and regions is they're taking over. These are hardcore Soviets that they're setting up under Agenda 21 and ICLEI. So you people need to have that. That's something that they can affect and they can get involved with right away. I mean, they can email their city councils, even if they're not ambulatory. But I encourage them to get down there and participate on that level at the very beginning. And you can talk to them about how they're responsible for clean air and clean water. If they're dropping these, they're doing these death dumps over your town, and you can see that stuff, they have an obligation to you with their constitutional oath to make resolutions and demand that it end, and demand that there be criminal penalties against those that are polluting the skies.
Absolutely. And basically, of course, ICLEI is a subversive organization. It's an international council for local in environmental impact, EI, local environmental, what is it?
Yeah, it is anti-American. I get so many of these things mixed up. I've, you know, already made it invective by itself. I just refer to it as ICLEI, but it's they patch it with all these environmental, you know, the smart growth and the environmental this and the they wrap it in environmental packages, but it's pure poison. It's a deadly poison, and it's happening as we speak. So we also have the advantage that there are more people awake, less people are going to the regular news sources, and a lot of people have been out there for a long time, so they're not going to be hearing people that are going to go out there for the first time. They know something's wrong, and
why would you think it's encouraging? Probably over half the people in America don't believe the story on 9/11. And if they don't believe it, they know the government's lying. So basically, a lot of the major news magazines, the major networks, have to be heavily subsidized. They can no longer exist on advertising because people are not going there. That's why the AOL put out 315 million dollars recently within the last 2 weeks to buy the Huffington Post. Why would you do that, to buy a liberal website? Well, very simply, they're going around trying to buy up all the websites that have a large listening audience. And basically, they've tried, of course, to buy up Alex Jones. They tried to buy him off, and I told him he'd make, you know, he'd be the next Rush Limbaugh. And all they had to do is simply, you know, go along with them and quit talking about the Federal Reserve and the bankers, and he told them where they could go. They went to Jesse Ventura. MSNBC offered Jesse Ventura a $2 million down payment and a fabulous salary if he'd simply become a commentator for them. And they, of course, when Jesse Ventura went to the studio, he was told, of course, you can talk about whatever you want to, except, of course, the bankers and the financial institutions of the world conspiracy. And Jesse Ventura told them where they could go. Other people, certainly like Spitzer, a former governor of the state of New York, he was trying to expose what was going on because they embarrassed him with that story about the expensive prostitute, and then they bought his silence by giving him a program on Fox News. That's how you do it, and some people sell out, some people don't. The fellow who wrote the book on the Bilderbergers, name escapes me now, but
in his latest,
in his latest book, he talks about how they came to him, and they said, you know, we have been instructed to tell you that you should stop writing about the Bilderbergers, and his name is Daniel Estulin, and they handed him a check, and he looked at it, and he said, there's no figure on this. And they said, you fill it in. You fill it in. And he handed it back and said, I'm not for sale. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going on in America today, where we have freedom of the press, which means if you got enough money, you can buy off most of the corrupt people out there.
Well,
go
listeners
ahead.
Now, too, should go to Radio Liberty, because they can buy that book from your service. And also, your book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, I think, is so valuable, because people have to understand that these are evil people. These aren't people with a wrong idea or that you need to philosophically debate. They're not interested in debate. They're interested in your destruction. And I think that's so important, because if they don't understand that, they're going to be snookered and we're going to lose.
Well, you know, I don't know. You didn't hear the noon balloon today, I'm sure, but basically the Corey Gold did a program. I was asked to call in because there was an Alan Axelrod, Dr. Alan Axelrod, a very nice person, Ph.D., who writes a series of books called The Imbeciles Guide to The Total Idiot's Guide to the New World Order was the title of the book. The Total Idiot's Guide to the New World Order. He's done The Total Idiot's Guide to George Washington, Total Idiot's Guide to all sorts of things. They're supposedly books that are impartial, to give both sides of the issue, but and basically he just said that the you know, they moved to world government. He acknowledged it. But, you know, we had to have world government. We couldn't go alone. We couldn't be isolationist. It was coming. And these people were not bad people. They just wanted power. Well, by the time we got done with the program, and I tried to do be very restrained, but he was stammering for words. And he kept coming up with all of these, my goodness, you know, if things are as bad as you say, why haven't they already taken over? Well, thank you so very much for making that. I'm glad you brought that up. They have taken over. They're in total control. They control both political parties. I mean, certainly, you know, got the, and I just went to example after example after example. And he didn't know what had happened. Well, you know, we are so fortunate that we will have a few radio stations where we can get the truth out, and more people are listening, and more people are learning. And I'm very, very grateful to the owners of our local radio station for giving an opportunity to get the truth out.
Well, that sounds. I'm sorry I missed that. It's too bad they don't keep that archived. That would be wonderful to hear. But yeah, the information and the facts are so, you know, so thorough. I mean, they just do not have a chance. They can only lie or themselves be bewildered. So I just appreciate so much that you've done, and encourage people to go to your site. And I understand that your newsletters, you allow them to reproduce them and get those out.
And all of the programs and our tapes and our DVDs, anything we've done, copy them and get them out. That's the highest form of cataloging. I'm not suggesting that Dr. Alan Axelrod was a bad person. I don't think he really can accept these things. I know how difficult it was for me to accept what really happened on September 11th. I didn't want to believe it. I struggled against all the evidence for a long time until I finally had to say, I'm wrong. Those buildings did not come down because they were hit by airplanes. These were controlled demolition of both the Twin Towers, but specifically of Building 7.
It was a series of monetary bets that I kept losing way back in the early 60s that made me more cautious to express how little I knew at that time. But, after you're proven wrong, then that becomes part of your arsenal for the future.
Well, you know, after 45 years, and you've been at it for a long time, as I have, and I appreciate everything you do, Gary.
Well, same to you, Stan. I think there's another interesting thing. I don't know if you get into the Albert Pikes talking about the Third World War, according to one of these books. I think it was Ponce in the Game by William Guy Carr, referred to it as taking the Muslims and the Jewish state and just leaving really nobody behind. They talk about a fight to the point of complete physical, moral, and spiritual and economic exhaustion.
Well,
and
I think what they want to do is get the Christians involved as well.
Yeah.
I think they want the Christians and the Jews on one side, the Muslims on the other. And this is long-range planning. Now, basically, the letter that Pike wrote to Mazzini, we've never been able to track it down. The closest we were able to come to that was our friend Des Griffin, who actually was in touch with somebody who had all of the Commander Carr's papers, and they were to meet. And that man had a mysterious accident, and all the papers disappeared. So
wow.
We were never able to get them, but this gentleman claimed he had the papers, and then whatever happened, why we weren't able to get them. But I think that we can say that whether the letter existed or not, this is what we're witnessing today, a prelude to a massive war in the Middle East, and I fear it's going to be a nuclear war. A lot of people disagree with me, but if you want to know the background of that, read our January 2008 newsletter. It goes into the background of the Sybil Edmonds story, one of the most incredible stories you'll ever read. Why would we have given the nuclear weapon technology to Pakistan? How would they ever have gotten it? They got it from through the American State Department. Why would you have done something like that? Well, I think there is another agenda. We're going into a terrible, terrible war. Go right ahead, Gary. You got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay. Yeah, in fact, we're looking at the color revolutions that are repeat.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
The www.arnoldistheanswer.com or themuckraker.net. And thank you, Stan.
God bless. Thanks for everything you do. Our guest has been Gary Arnold, certainly one of the great champions of this, and he's been at it for almost as long as I have. And believe me, his information is invaluable. Well, certainly, to understand what's really going on today, let me suggest that you'll get Agenda 21. That's the master plan, the agenda for the 21st century put out by the United Nations. Or that you get the Global Biodiversity Assessment or the Earth Charter. Now, you can get Agenda 21 from Radio Liberty. It was originally published by the UN. They're trying to keep it quiet now, but we have it. It is a secret agenda. But they published it. They just don't want you to know what it is. The Global Biodiversity Assessment is an 1,142-page document published by the Cambridge University Press. It's hard to get, but we summarized it, and you're not going to read the whole 1,142 pages anyway. Our good friend Jeannie Soderman summarized it in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, along with the